All right, gorgeous souls, welcome back to Energetic Alignment. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super juicy. Understanding your emotional triggers. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells? Like certain people or situations can just flip your whole mood switch faster than a TikTok dance trend. Yeah, that's your emotional trigger alarm going off. Now before you panic and think, ugh, I have too many triggers, I'm doomed. Hear me out. Recognizing these little energy busklers is actually the key to unlocking a calmer, more balanced you. Think of it like this. Triggers are like those annoying notifications on your phone that keep popping up, demanding your attention. You can either ignore them and hope they go away, spoiler alert, they won't, or you can take control and decide how to handle them. Sound good? Let's break it down, fam. Today we're going to explore 5 golden nuggets that will help you decode those emotional triggers and turn your ugh moments into aha moments. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, the first step to managing anything in life is acknowledging its existence. Pay attention to your body, your thoughts, your feelings, the whole shebang. When you feel that familiar surge of anger, sadness, or anxiety, stop and take a breath. What triggered it? Was it a specific word, a certain tone of voice, or even just a thought pattern? The more you notice these patterns, the easier it becomes to anticipate them. Think of it like learning the chords to your favorite song. Once you know the melody, you can play along. Number 2. Embrace your inner detective. Your triggers aren't random attacks. They often stem from past experiences and unresolved emotions. Ever feel triggered by a comment about being messy when your mom used to criticize your room constantly? Boom, that's a clue. Digging into the root cause can be tough, but it's worth it. Journaling, talking to a therapist, or even just having deep conversations with trusted friends can help you uncover those hidden layers. And speaking of layers, let's talk about number 3. Challenge your assumptions. Often, our triggers stem from beliefs we hold about ourselves and the world. Maybe you believe that criticism means you're not good enough, or that conflict is always unavoidable. But guess what? Those are just stories you've told yourself. Start questioning those beliefs. Are they really true? Do they serve you? Replace them with empowering thoughts like, I am capable, I'm worthy, or conflict can be an opportunity for growth. Next up, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Think of them as your emotional shield, protecting you from unnecessary negativity. Setting clear boundaries means saying no when you need to, communicating your needs assertively, and removing yourself from situations that drain your energy. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Finally, let's talk about number 5. Practice radical self-compassion. You are a beautiful human being doing your best in a messy world. When you feel triggered, remember to be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. It's okay to have triggers. What matters is how you respond to them. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-life example. Imagine you're at work, and your boss gives you feedback that feels harsh and unfair. You know intellectually they're trying to help, but emotionally you feel stung. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and you want to lash out. But wait. Remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge the trigger. Wow, this feedback really hit a nerve. Next, take a deep breath and try to identify the root cause, maybe past experiences with criticism or a fear of failure. Then challenge those negative thoughts. Remind yourself that you are capable and worthy, even if this feedback stings. Set a boundary by politely asking for clarification or expressing your need for constructive feedback. And finally, practice self-compassion. It's okay to feel hurt, but I can handle this with grace. D. You're already transforming those trigger moments into opportunities for growth. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start decoding your triggers. Remember, every aha moment is a chance to level up your energy game. And don't forget to share your experiences. Let me know in the comments how you're navigating those emotional landscapes. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.